My name is Yannick Ilunga, aka Petite Noire. Originally from Congo, born in Brussels, grew up in Cape Town. Immigrants in Cape Town. I just really wanna let you know what's going down. Every single time they wanna know what's all around. I'm just gonna have to show you.
You pioneered a style of music called Noir Wave, Black Wave.
Yeah.
What was that?
Noir Wave is basically a movement that sort of stemmed from a music genre. So I started off as just being a music genre because I didn't really know how to describe my music. And so I sort of wanted to blend, you know, African sound from back home mixed with, you know, other sound from around the world, you know. So basically I sort of blended those two ideas together and came out with this idea of Noir Wave.
Mambele, mambele, expati mundele, poli sommele, racine demele, extension et mèche, saison blanche sèche, boule, 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 grand noir doué. Maluka et Malubimpa, Maluka et Maluka Malibimpa, Patati Patata ici ou là, Papa Wemba na Susinawa, Deta paye Nama. Le call est fermé, voilà.
In terms of the influences which are non-African, tell me about that sound that you wanted to kind of bring in from the West, as it were.
Growing up in South Africa and even in, you know, I guess Congo and Belgium, I guess too, all these sort of different types of inspirations, I wasn't thinking about the West or, like, you know, Europe or Africa. I was sort of making music, you know, and that's sort of what came out. Growing up, I had interests in, like, punk music, you know, and, you know, like, heavy metal and stuff like that. So, you know, and as well as, you know, just sort of being an African child and having that sort of groove in me already. So everything just sort of came out naturally, you know.
When you say you were listening to punk music, what kind of music was that then?
I mean, I was listening to, like, something like pop punk type stuff, like NoFX and Pennywise. You know, I was sort of more into, like, guitar-driven music, you know, not knowing that, you know, from where I come from Congo, there's so many different, so many styles that almost resemble that style of guitar, of playing guitar, the sort of the chords that are used, you know, in that type of music, they really resemble, like, punk music and stuff like that, you know, so it's like a big correlation. You know, I think I've just sort of had, like, had that inside of me all the time. That's why I was sort of attracted to it, you know. So I just sort of grew up with this, like, crazy idea of what music is, you know. Because I guess music never actually dies, you know. It just carries on going.
So you released an album, Life is Beautiful, in 2015, which has had good reviews.
Yeah, it had some good reviews, man. It had some really good reviews, you know, and I'm really happy for that because it's a really good setup for, like, the next sort of album, you know. I'm sort of taking my time with that because you don't want to rush into things, you know.
Yeah, you don't want to flop with your follow-up.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to flop with the follow-up. So you know, I'm just sort of taking my time. You know, I have an EP coming out, I think, soon, before the end of the year, and then probably an album next year.
Take me under. I really wanna go. You wanna be my lover?
album being called Life is Beautiful, is that to be taken literally or is it slightly ironic?
It's quite ironic because it's like life is actually beautiful if we choose to look at it in that way. But the thing is, some of us live in sort of like a nightmare, you know. And it's pretty hard to do that. So that album was sort of meant to motivate more than it was saying, I live a beautiful life, you know, because my life isn't always beautiful. You know, I've had my ups and I've had my downs, you know.
Are there many Congolese people in South Africa? Is it a big community?
Yeah, there's a really, really big community of Congolese people in South Africa because a lot of, you know, a lot of like refugees and stuff like that.
Can you regularly hear sort of Congolese rumba? Is that community still very attached to the most well-known Congolese music we know, or are they, like you, doing fusion?
Unfortunately, there isn't much of an integration in South Africa, you know, and that really sucks. And I think that people would and they should actually go through the same sort of journey as I have been through musically, and especially people from South Africa should actually integrate more with people from other African countries. But, you know, the powers don't want that to happen, so they keep everyone separated, so everyone's living their own separate lives, you know. And then once a year or once every 2 years you get a story about xenophobia and how like South Africans or whatever, but I think it's all fueled by the government, actually, to be honest with you. So I think it's time, you know, for that to happen, and there's so much space for that to happen in Africa, you know, and that's everyone coming together, you know, instead of everyone having this idea of, oh, it's becoming like this poverty stricken, like people from other African countries come to South Africa with like their own poverty and stuff like that. The album was basically, you know, showing the diversity of Africa and how it can be really, like, brutal in Africa, and at the same time, how it can be really beautiful in Africa, you know. You really wanna go and find. I think all the time it's actually beautiful, you know, and then people, you know, but just how we have so much rubbish, like, you know, we have all types of people coming and, you know, terrorism and, yeah. The real terrorists come to Africa and take advantage of it, and yeah, it's really a shame. But the album was sort of meant to tell people, you know what, let's keep going, you know. We're not going down, like the song.
Well, on that positive note, thanks very much, Petite Noire, for talking to us today.
Thank you so much. Don't be lazy.